Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's episode, be strong, surrender control, and achieve peace. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Hello, everybody, and thank you for stopping in for today's episode. It is Thursday, and usually I teach you a lesson. However, today, on this Thursday, Christmas Eve, I'm not going to teach you a lesson. I'm just going to speak with you about strength. Strength is a powerful word, and not because it's synonymous with power, but because of exactly that. The word strength, the idea of strength, has many layers. There's the internal and external, which includes the emotional and physical. But there's also being fiscally strong, socially strong, verbally strong, academically strong. The list goes on. But similar to the rest of life, being strong is in the eye of the beholder. So often, we talk about strong people. People who have overcome adversity, tragedy, illness, or trauma. And we label them as strong. But just because somebody may have traveled through these difficult roads and made it to the other side does not necessarily mean they were strong in the process. And nor should they have to be or have to pretend to be. The concept of strength is so subjective, so abstract, that it's often difficult to determine or gauge. A person's morals, values, beliefs, and experiences skew their ability to analyze strength in themselves as well as in others. Appearing to be strong can come from modeling or expectation and may not even be who or what a person wants to be, but what they feel is expected of them. What does this all mean? This means that today, on the eve of Christmas, I give you permission to let down your guard, permission to leave pretenses behind and reveal your flaws, if this pertains to you, permission to stop judging yourself so harshly, if this pertains to you. Be in the present. And know that no matter what you do, tomorrow will come. You cannot control that. Don't let the quest to control things confuse you as strength. Let go of the reins. Gain peace and feel empowered by surrendering control and staying in the present. The rest will follow. I would like to read you an excerpt from the poem A Strong Woman Versus a Woman of Strength. It was written by Luke Easter, and it feels appropriate for today. A strong woman works out every day. Pride in her appearance she portrays. But a woman of strength kneels to pray, her soul in shape, God leading the way. A strong woman claims she isn't afraid of anything, looking forward to challenges each day will bring. Women of strength show courage in the midst of fear, declaring triumph through faith because God is near. Strong women won't let anyone get the best of them, so skilled in defenses, even if they have to pretend. Yet a woman of strength gives her best to everyone, and even on a cloud-filled day, still bright as the sun. A strong woman relies on the physical attributes making her tough. In her search for power and money, she will never have enough. A woman of strength understands that it's not about material stuff, knowing that before becoming a diamond, first she'll be in the rough. A strong woman sometimes disguises her feelings, shadowed by clouds, unhinged when challenged on her policy, becoming boisterous and loud. A woman of strength concerns herself not with judgment from others and will not let business interfere with commitments as a wife and mother. A strong woman is easily impatient. Back and forth she will begin to pace, counting on her holier-than-thou attitude instead of depending on faith. A woman of strength is assured trust in God will always carry her through, and at the Creator's appointed time, she'll receive all that is justly due. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same for tomorrow, refusing to take time looking back with reverence and godly sorrow. The woman of strength realizes life's mistakes, no matter how slim, while thanking God for the blessings as she capitalizes on them. A strong woman walks head first with no doubt in her mind. No matter what, she'll not make this mistake a second time. But a woman of strength knows God will catch her when she falls. So when a situation arises again, she's not afraid to answer the call. A strong woman wears the look of confidence on her face, always doing whatever it takes to finish, seeking only first place. The woman of strength competes with an emotional sense of grace, understanding it's more important to run a Holy Spirit-filled race. A strong woman has faith that for the journey she'll have enough, no matter how uneven the terrain or roads being rocky and rough. A woman of strength knows it's in the journey she will become strong, and the love of God is forever with her, no matter how difficult or long. A strong woman, when uninformed, thinks that she is being mistreated. In the end, her physical attributes fail, causing doubt to become seated. A woman of strength will compromise as a little give and take is needed. Why? Because a lesson not learned the first time is soon to be repeated. Ladies, start every day on your knees with supplication and prayer. Trust and believe that God will always get you from here to there. And should your giant steps seem to be moving only inch by inch, the journey is not as a strong woman, but a woman of strength. And that's it for today, everybody. Merry Christmas, and I will speak with you tomorrow. Remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.